Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Now, a beautiful day, hopefully this Sunday, because there's a come and try day for dragon boating happening out at Lake Kinobolas. Ros Kemp's online from Pinnacle Dragon Boat Club. How are you, Ros?
Oh, really well.
Very good.
Had a last night, ready for another one tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Now, what's happening on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we're inviting anybody who'd like to try out the sport of dragon boating to come along and have a try.
All right. Now, the sport itself started with a connection to breast cancer survivors. Well, certainly in Orange it did.
yes, there is certainly a connection. Dragons of Breast is a worldwide organisation because the doctor in Canada seems to have these doctors who can see that one particular sport or way of activity is really good to encourage people who've had breast cancer or any other cancer for that matter to exercise to benefit their body after all of that operations and treatments and so on. And because you use upper body strength and it really helps get that lymphatic system working to avoid lymphedema and things like that, which are potential hazards after breast cancer.
All right, that aside, it's not exclusively for people who have gone through this journey. This is for the whole community. Come and try dragon boat.
Absolutely, the whole community. And it's a wonderful, you know, age-old sport that obviously began in China, all throughout Asia, made its way over to the West, and is a really it's a really dynamic sport. It's got all sorts of things going for it. It's competitive, but it's competitive with yourself. You work as a team. Everybody in the boat has the same status, you know. There's no special part to be. No one's better than anyone else. You just work as a team. It's just fun and fantastic.
All right. Now, what do you need to bring if you are coming to try it out?
If you're coming to try it out, you bring yourself closed-toed shoes, not thongs, just so you don't trip as you're walking up and down the boat. If it's cool, just wear a, you know, long sleeve thing that you can take off when you get hot because you get warm paddling. Just comfortable clothes.
Okay, do you have to be of a certain age?
Yes, you do. You have to be 12 years old minimum, which isn't very old. And you can be, you know, we've had people over 80 who've just stopped paddling with us. So it's a sport for the whole range of ages. We have quite a few families who paddle, which is a great way to spend time together. And condition doesn't really matter. You can be as fit as a fiddle and raring to go, and we've got a very competitive group of people who love going to regattas and competing against other teams. We've got people who just want to get fit. They're not fit yet, but they're going to get fit by dragon boating.
Okay.
And the really good thing about it is that you're not pounding up and down on your limbs. You're using your legs, you're strengthening your legs, but you don't get that body jerk that a lot of people don't like when they think about exercise, I think it's about jumping up and down on the spot. Whereas this one, you're using your muscle strength, but you're not jumping up and down on the spot.
Okay, do people need to register?
No, they need to come along and, you know, we get them to sign a form because they're covered by our insurance, but they can come along and have a try on Sunday. If they like it, come back and have a couple more free tries. Start with that, you know, you fall in love with this sport after doing it a couple of times. It's just wonderful.
All right. So 2 p.m. out at the lake.
2 p.m. out at the lake. Look for the pink tent.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be easy to find. Joining me online, Rosalind Kemp. Rosalind, good luck with it, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Neil. Bye.